WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott from Trenton to Philly, Atlantic City to Washington, Minnesota, and California. Hours of peaceful demonstrations erupting into pockets of rioting and looting as protests over the police killing of George Floyd continued Sunday. In Trenton, police kneeled with protesters in solidarity. And hours later, a faction of the crowd turned violent, throwing bricks, smashing store windows, setting at least one cop car on fire. City officials, visibly shaken by the violence, imposing a curfew until 8 a.m. this morning. Police Chief Sheila Coley.
How dare you break in and loot and burn and steal? How dare you?
Lennon, a lifelong resident and community leader, says looters were not part of the protest he attended.
I get the anger. I understand the anger. But you have to practice self-discipline, and you have to know when to actually know when things start to lose sight of what the real agenda is.
Lennon is leading a community cleanup once the city is reopened later this morning. Atlantic City's curfew has expired. They saw violence Sunday and looting at the city's outdoor mall. Unlike Memorial Day weekend, this weekend felt more like beach weather. People hit the beaches and boards in droves. Sandy Hook had to close their parking lot Saturday to control the crowds. Other areas did the same. There was plenty of space between couples and families sitting on the beach and a number of people strolling the boards. Still plenty to be learned about how COVID-19 survives in bodies of water, like the ocean, lakes, and rivers. But experts say your biggest threat is the person next to you.
Microbial oceanographer Kay Beidle at Rutgers says if the coronavirus does survive in natural aquatic environments, there are a number of conditions present that suggest the risk of transmission would be low.
The probability that you will catch it or contract it from the water bodies themselves is significantly lower and less probable than you getting it from someone or other people that are at that particular place if you're not maintaining proper distancing.
The CDC says properly maintained swimming pools shouldn't present a risk. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 7:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Dry air and clear skies have led to a surprisingly cool morning across the Garden State. We even have some 30s on the temperature map, mainly in the 40s, 50s along the coast. We'll top out in the upper 60s to around 70 today, a little bit below normal for this time of year. Mostly sunny skies with some extra clouds building into northern New Jersey this afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. And then tomorrow will be a mostly cloudy day with a few showers early and late, highs lower to mid 70s. Big warm up coming on Wednesday, getting much more humid too, highs lower to mid 80s, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon and evening. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
In Lavalette, 52, Hopatcong, 42, Bordentown is 54. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent right to your smartphone. It's a free download from New Jersey 101.5.